West Virginia received an F grade in the annual American Lung Association State of Tobacco Control Report. The report highlights state expenditure on tobacco cessation programs, taxes, and resident access to cessation services. The report calls on West Virginia lawmakers to enact policies such as an increased tobacco tax, moving the minimum age of purchase from 18 to 21, and more funding for state prevention programs. Tobacco, the authors write, remains the nation's leading cause of preventable death and disease, and West Virginia is particularly affected. According to the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources, annual tobacco-related deaths in West Virginia are around 3,700. Comparatively, opioid-related deaths around 900 a year. Yet tobacco use rates here are among the highest in the nation for both adults and youth, and the current vaping epidemic is compounding the problem, they say. The report also calls out funding discrepancies. West Virginia received more than $235 million from tobacco settlement payments and tobacco taxes, yet the state only funds control efforts at 7% of the level recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.